Okay, Simon Shin Mem Sif Aleph. The Mechab over here brings down the Isser of Melechas Goizis. If we take a look at the Mishnah, Masech the Shavs and Daf Ayin Gimel Men Aleph, the Mishnah over there quotes the 39 Melechas, and one of the 39 Melechas is HaGoizis is HaSemeh. If one shears the wool from the animal. Rashi explains that all these, this second group over here of Melechas, like the first 11 were the Sidur of the Pas, and the next 13 are the Sidur of the Beged, or making a Beged. You have to first shear the wool, and then from the wool you make threads, and then you make material, and from that you can make a Beged. So that's Melechas, that's Goizis, and it was found in the Mishkan in preparing and making the Urias, and making the begadim or what was needed from material. Now, Melechas Goizes we find throughout Masechta Shabbos, Erevin, and other places, different examples of Goizes. I would like to just go through the different examples that are mentioned to get a feel of what Goizes is. And then once we understand what Goizes is, once we could define the Melacha, it's much easier then to understand what other Yisurim are Toldeis, and what other Yisurim are Gezerais, are included in the Melacha. So one example we have over here on the Ayin Dalet on base. The Gemara says, if someone's Toilish a Kanaf, someone takes a feather, he pulls out a feather from a bird, so he's over on Goizis. And Rashi explains that Toilish Kanaf, he says over here, that noitze gedola min kenafa oif, a big feather from the wing of the bird. So you're pulling out a feather that's iser of goizis. And the Gemara says that tadish kenaf is. Where is the Gemara? The Gemara says. Hatodesh is kanav, chayiv chattas. You chayiv chattas for that, which means it's real goizis. Another mishnah we have over here, a mishnah on the tzadi dalet on beis. The mishnah says, "Hagoizis." I'm sorry, it doesn't say goizis. It says, "Hanoitel tziparnov." So it removes their fingernails with one nail taking off the other one, or b'shinov, or his teeth, v'chein saroi, v'chein svamoi, his hair, or his mustache, his beard. All these, Rabbi Lezim, mechai v'chom oisim shum shavos. Because it's a shinoi. Am Rabbi Lezim, achalik is b'yad, al b'kli, chayov. Yechayov. It says here, hanoito mali pi azug, you take the amount that you cut off with a scissor, which is 2 hairs, chayiv. Right? Kama mali pi azug, I'm reviewed the shtayim, chayiv. So, here's another example, removing hair or nails, chayiv chattas. There's a brice over here that says, if someone is hakoitetz, someone cuts off the little piece of skin next to the nail, right? Someone cuts off those little pieces of skin, Where is it? No, that's another halacha. Seats in Minar, it should be somewhere around here. Maybe it's later on. But the Gemara talks about cutting off little pieces of skin, which are by the nail, like cuticles. The Gemara also says over there, it's chai because of goises.
It's not a malacha shein
that's written with the gufa? Why is a malacha shein that's gufa?
Because you don't plan on using your nails, right?
So you make an assumption that the malacha is for the nails, right?
Well, when you make a goes in, the apple goes in, you're using the water.
Okay, we'll see if that's true. We'll see if that's true. Good point, very good point, but we'll see. We'll see. Chayiv is always the rice. Chayiv is always the rice. Okay, we have a Gemara in Erevin, Kuf Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says, Achaytech Yabeles. Someone cuts off a wart. Chayiv. Also a Chayiv. A wart is a growth. It's something that's growing from the skin. It's extra, but it's a growth. It's attached. And you cut that off, you're chayiv. No, that would be a different issue. Map is more so, which maybe we'll come across, but they're not detaching any. There might be a question, but 1 second. Then we have another case, which is brought down at Tosefta. Hatoilish Saris me'ar. Someone pulls off hairs from Aris Chayiv Mishum Goizis. So we have over here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cases. Six cases. Now, one would say, like we just heard, that the pashtus of the melacha and the mishkan was the tzarech, the usage of the thing that I'm detaching. Why? Why would we say that? Because, like we started off, that this group of melachas were in the mishkan to make yireis, to make material out of it. So I'm shearing the wool to make something out of the wool. I'm shearing the wool to use the wool. So what would seem is that the malacha is separating something from the guf, with the purpose of using that thing that I'm separating from the guf. Now, this also, agav, we're going to have to define what's included in this. If I knock my tooth out of my chayim on goizis, what things of chal goizis and what, but it would seem that the gedda to the melacha is separating something from the guf for the usage of that thing. Like I did the gziza in order to have the temer to make a baget out of it. However, if we take a look, and it's true, and if you take a look at Rashi, if you do take a look at Rashi, on the Vayin Dalon base, when he's talking about a toilet, it's a kenaf. So he explains that why you chayiv. So he says, that you're gonna make something of oisik koivoyim mikanfe or blesear. You're gonna be making something out of the knaf, out of these feathers. You're making something out of it. So it seems that will be the gather to it. However, the question is, if you take a look at all these cases, most of the cases that I quoted you, 5 out of 6 of them, pashtas, you're not doing anything with them. You're not, okay, you found the case where I'm using the feather, okay. But hair, nails, piece of skin by the nails, a yabelis, what are you going to do with that? And the hair from the R also. In these different cases, what am I doing with it? So comes along now that alone that you assume that it's malach shein tzricha gufa is also taught, is needs eon, because according to Taisus, you're right. According to Taisus on Tzadi Dal and Aleph, that if it's not being done for the tachlis that was done in the Mishkan, then it's malach shein tzricha gufa. But that's a separate discussion. So we'll go with that thesis, and we'll assume that it should be a melach shein tzricha gufa. Melach shein tzricha gufa means every melach has its tachlis, like we just defined the tachlis of goizis. If it's not being done for its tachlis, so it's called melach shein tzricha gufa, which is machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though it's being done, the melach itself is being done, but for a different purpose, yechayiv. Rav Shimon holds, you're not chayiv in a Torah. That's machlokes Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. It's machlokes Yishayim, how we paskin. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that you're chayiv in a Torah, and all the other Yishayim, the Tor, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rif, many other Yishayim, I'm not sure what the Rif, many other Yishayim paskin, like Rav Shimon, that it's Pata, Pata Avalasa. So here we have L'chaira, all these cases that I mentioned to you before, except for maybe one of them, where I'm sharing the wool, should be a melacha shein tzvicha l'gufa, and should be talking the machlek, should be the Rav Shimon. And Tosfos and Tzadidalad on Beis, Hitaka says, in Divrei Maschil Aval, over there, Tosfos says, that these cases, when we say chayiv, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. All these cases in the sugya are chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? He says that Hainu k'Rabbi Yehuda de mechayiv b'malach shein tzricha l'gufa. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda that's mechayiv b'malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Which will mean that according to Rabbi Shimon, all these cases that I mentioned to you earlier are not going to be chayiv, but they'll be also only midrabanan. But if we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch starts off as follows. Osir lito sa'ara yitziparna. Okay, osir sounds like Rav Shimon. Doesn't say chayiv, maybe. Osir is a part of alasalash. But when you go further, he says, v'chayiv ashtei sa'arais. So one second, if he says v'chayiv ashtei sa'arais, if it's a chiv de raisa. So it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is paskini, that's a chiv de raisa. And if you take a look at Shin Chav Ches, Se'if Lamed Aleph, let's see what it says over there. Shin Chav Ches, Se'if Lamed Aleph, it says, Tzipirin, you have a fingernail, Shepersha, that was already ripped off partially. A tzitzin, a little piece of skin, kemin ritzuis dakois shapir shumi orai etzba savor tzipayrin impir shuruban klapi malo. So it makes a chilik, depends how much it's separated. So it goes on further. It says avol bekli, if you do it with a kli chayv chatas. One second, pretty clear over here. We're talking about removing a nail or these pieces of little pieces of cuticles, the skin. It says very clearly, chayv achatas. So I mean, even if you want to play with the lashon also, but he ends up chayv ashtei sa'aris, and over here he says chayv achatas. Mamish the lashon chayv achatas. And so it comes along the Gra, and the Gra says, okay, one second, you have no kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. And the Rambam Shita is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melach Shein Tzrich L'Guf is Chayiv. Says the Bir Halacha, but one second. Let's turn back to Siman Shinte Zayin, Sivches. Let's see what the Mechaber says over there. And Shinte Zayin, Sivches, Mechaber brings down 2 days. And the first day he brings over there and brings down Stam. The first day is Paskins like Rav Shimon, Pata Avalasa. And then he says, Ula Rambam Chayiv. Which usually the rule is if there's a Stam and he speaks out a name or something, he's going with the stam, which is the first psak. Sounds like Pata Avalasa, which is like Rav Shimon. And if you take a look at Shin Lamed Dalid, Sivchav Zayin, also over there, sounds like the Mechaber is going with the Shita Rav Shimon. Right? Goes first the stam. The stam is so it is not clear what was the Gra mean that the Mechaber is going with the Shita of Rambam when we find in other places that he saw some like the Shita of the other Rishonim. And okay, so Mitzat Sheni, the Mechaber is a little complicated because if you turn to Siman Reish Samach Hey Sif Aleph. Over here, the Mechaber says, "Ein noisin kli menukiv male shemen." You can't take a kli with a little hole of the shemen up here. They say noitiv that should drip into the nair, the candle holder. So it'll keep on dripping in, and it'll be able to burn longer. Which sounds that, and the Magen Avraham says over there, it's mochach from this halacha from the Loshon v'yischayiv. It's going like the Shittas Rambam. Machas Shekel says lav dafka, but the Pashas the Mechaba is mashma, yeah, like the Rambam. So it's not clear. Bir halacha says, okay, and even if you're going to tell me that the Mechaba is like the Rambam, but we still have the problem because the Torah is Simon Reish Ayin Tes. And many other Rishonim passing like Reb Shimon. And yet the Torah and all these other Rishonim bring down the halacha of Hagoyzeis by us, the Yechayev Chattis. So we have this this struggle over here, what's going on. So the Magen Avraham wants to offer a teretz over here in Sifkatan Beis. The Magen Avraham says that, you know what? The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where you need the Cyrus. Well, you're talking to use the Cyrus. You have some usage for it. And perhaps one could say that it's a little maduik in the Mechaber, maybe. Mechaber starts off, also lito sorei o tziparnov. Over here, he's talking about sar and tziparnov. What are you going to do with nails? Here, you can make something out of it. Make a shetel, make a stuff, something with it. But what are you going to do with fingernails? So in the beginning, he's talking about sar and tziparnov when you don't need it. That's Aser. Then he ends up Chayev Ashtei Sarei. So he doesn't mention Tziparna. So that's like Chiv Taira if you will need it. Maybe. But the Maisa is a Doichetik Pshar, as the Bir Allah himself, says it's Doichetik this Pshar. And also back to Simon Shin Chav Chesif Laman Aleph, over there it's been first, we're talking about Tzipanayim and Tzitzin, little piece of skin. And over there also it says Chayev Chatzis Mefurish. So what, it's talking about only a case where I'm going to be using these tzipanayim and tzitzin? It's a little shver. So Rabbi Halacha introduces us to a rivash. A rivash in Siman Shin Sadi Dalam is a very important rivash. Because if we go with this rivash, the whole malacha changes. And memela, a lot of things turn into deraises. And we have to be extra careful on Shabbos. Says the rivash that the Malachas Goyzeis is also Tikkun HaGuf. The Gedda to the Malachas Tikkun HaGuf. You're fixing the Guf. You're making the Guf look nicer. And if someone does it for Tikkun HaGuf, he's chayv min HaTayra. Even according to Reb Shimon. Meaning that there's two ways to do Goyzeis. Either for the usage of the thing that I'm sharing, that I'm cutting off, like by goizit semer for a beged, or number two, when I'm doing it for the tikkun haguf, I'm cutting the nails, I'm cutting the hair, so the guf should look nicer. I'm being masakin the guf, and it's mechadish that these two we find in the Mishkan also. Therefore, it's not malach shor tzricha legufa. Taisvis learned that there's only one way of goizit. Taisvis learned that giziza. The Geizes was sharing the wool for the usage of the wool. That was Geizes. So anytime I'm not sharing it for the usage of the thing, it's a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. And if you're basking like Reb Shimon, then it's going to be Pata Avalasa, Midrabanan. There's more coolest that you could work with. But if you go with this Rivash, then now there's a whole new Melach over here. And it's Takat Pella, the Mishnah that we started off with says 39 Melachas. What's the Melacha? Hagoyzes is a Tzemer. Hagoyzes is a Tzemer. You're limiting it to one type. It should have said really more than it. It should just say Hagoyzes. Or say Hagoyzes is a Tzemer, but Hagoyzes is a Tziparnov. Something like that. But okay, that's a kasha. But Akabar and the Rivash is telling us that there's two tachlis and two ways to do a goizeis. Either I'm goizeis for the dava, for the object, for the item that I'm sharing, that I'm cutting off to use it, or for a tikkun haguf to make me up at the guf. That's the rivash. And with that, at least ours, the mechaber by us works out. let's assume like those other sifrim, the mechaber seems to be going like the Reb Shimon. The stimus is like Reb Shimon. The melach shem tzricha gufa is pata avalasa. I over here says chayv chatis. Yeah, because you're doing tikkun haguf. Even if I don't need it. Simon shin chav chesif lamed aleph talks about tzipanayim, tzitzin, the tzitzin, chayiv chatas, yeah, chayiv chatas, tikkun haguf. And so similarly, all the other cases that we mentioned that are brought out of Goizis, we could explain with this. And that's the malach of the Rivash that the Bi'alacha quotes over here. Okay, Yom Yitzhak Hashem, we will continue on Thursday.